and God bless you. Well, praise the Lord. Let's go to the Father in prayer. Gracious Father, our King, our Savior, our healer, our friend, our confidant, our all in all, our Alpha and our Omega. Hallelujah. We come before you this morning with humble and grateful hearts. Father, we thank you so much for this day that you have made, a day that we have not seen before, but we know as we go throughout this day, we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts and the entire D.A.S. De Leon family, Father, who were just so faithful and putting together, first of all, Artists International, as he heard the word from you and what to do and followed your directions, and how Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon followed up that and backed it up and covered it with prayer, and that is why we are here on the TMC call this morning. Father, we thank you that you have chosen us, oh God, to help spread the word, oh God, to be your servants, to be your stewards, oh God, to be your disciples as we go about sharing what we learn, not of what we hear, not only here on the TMC call, but throughout our lives daily. Father, we ask that you continue to bless them, that you continue to download your favor upon them, that you shower them with your love, protection, guidance, and wisdom. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every family member who is on the call. Oh, Father, we thank you that their footsteps are ordered of you, and Father, we hear your voice and your voice only, and you are keeping us, Lord, from all hurt, harm, and destruction. And we know that we don't have to worry about anything because you told us to bring everything to you in prayer. Father, we lift up the speaker who will bring a word we know that we need to hear, a word that enrich and empower us as we as believers begin our day and enhance us, oh God. Father, we ask that you bless the speaker, that you, whatever the speaker touches, prospers in the mighty name of Jesus. That you download witty thoughts, oh God, and that the word, oh God, will go forth this morning, unhindered, unchecked by any outside force. Father, we thank you that a gag order has already been put on Satan, and he has no place on this call, for he nor his cohorts are welcome, because we're speaking the word of God, something that causes him to flee. So we thank you, Lord. And now, Lord, we just give you all the praise. We give you all the honor and the glory for the great and the greater things you have done, for making us your disciples, for loving us as you do. And now we go out, Lord, to show that love and that favor and all and that image of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. I will now turn the call over to our host, Minister Kai. Are you there?
I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. I love you, my TMC family.
Thank you, Minister Willa, for that amazing tag. Don't worry about a thing. Take it to the Father Tuesday. And we know that we should take it to the Father every day. But we thank you for seating and greeting the people, Minister Willa. And I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. And we know that this call, we get together every Monday through Friday, early in the morning to glorify our King. So we are just so thankful that you thought it not robbery to join us this morning on the Master's Call in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. So we're just going to get right into it, and we want you to know that this call was founded by two amazing women of God on October 25th, 2010, and that is none other than our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, the Ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. When God gave these two women the mandate to start the Master's Call, he also gave them the mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because God is a God of order, we also know that all that he does is founded on his word. And our scripture reference for this call is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer, as Minister Willa did. We end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday, at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, and 5 a.m. Pacific Time. Each day, you can hear a word from the Lord. So we are excited about that, and we know that God is doing some amazing things with the TMC, and we are just looking forward to what God has to say from our speaker today. And we know that immediately following this call, we have the MMC call. And you can, before I get to the MMC call, we will talk about the Master's Call some more. And we know that if you have, you know, we have a website, which is themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. So you can go and see all the bios, listen to all the archived messages. And if you feel like God has given you a word stored up in your belly that you need to give on this call, or if you want to join the intercessory team, we would be glad to have you. So you can send that information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info, I-N-F-O, @themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Robin, will get back with you. Now, immediately following this call is the MMC call, hosted by our very own godmother of artists, Platinum President Dr. Dorothy Cook, and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International. They keep us informed, energized, and moving forward to enhance the lives of others. We are in a push for president, and we are just excited, and that number is 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598#. Again, that number is 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598#. And that is Monday through Friday as well, following this call. The Kings of Artists will be having their next empowerment conference in the Bahamas in November. That is the fabulous Atlantis Resort. So you can, to get more information, you can go to artistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com. I'll have some more announcements for you after the word comes forth. And so now, without any further ado, I'm going to introduce our speaker, who really needs no introduction because she is our very own Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa. Dr. Vanessa is a woman of God who is truly following David's footsteps, a woman after God's own heart. She loves the Lord. She loves to bring the word. She just opens herself up. She is there for us. She makes herself available so that we can learn and grow in the things of God. I can't say enough about this woman, but so that the word can come forth, I'm going to cut myself off and introduce to some and present to others none other than our very own amazing woman of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for that warm, genuine introduction. I so love and appreciate you. A fellow engineer working now also in the ministry, and always Minister Willa, thank you so much for just clearing the atmosphere and aligning the heavens so that the word of God can go forth freely. And to our entire TMC family, I am always amazed when I look at this board each and every morning. I'm humbled by so many of you who call in from north to south, east to west. When Dr. P.K. Roberts and I started this journey, cannot believe in October it will be 4 years. We had no idea but to be obedient to what God had called us to do. So I am pensioning this morning, honored to do it. Pastor Everett had to work today, and so he asked me would I step in, and always honored to minister, to teach God's word. I'm going to speak from a topic this morning, keep hope alive with focused faith and a firm follow through. Keep hope alive. So how do we do that? With focused faith. God has really been just barreling that in my spirit. Focused faith, Vanessa, focused faith. There's so many things that come at you, but stay focused. Keep the main thing the main thing. And when you do, keep a firm follow through. So we're going to talk this morning, keep hope alive with focused faith and a firm follow through. In our lives, remember, every ending first had a beginning. Every alpha had an omega. Every success had before it a start. So then a process has an end outcome of success and victory. So today we're going to continue to dig a little deeper in our hearts on what does it mean when we say, and that familiar phrase, many of you, especially over 35, 40, know that Jesse Jackson, Reverend Jesse Jackson, coined that years ago, keep hope alive. Speaking to us as people of color with the many challenges and obstacles, and wow, we've come a mighty long way. But how do we do it? With a focused faith for justice and a firm follow-through day by day to walking our individual and corporate purposes out. So with all of us desiring the victory, all of us focused on our success, we must be willing to go through the process. For artists, distributors on the line, we're in the middle of a push for president. And for those who are above president, they're pushing for royal platinum. There's a process. There's a journey we all must go through. So one of my major assignments on this morning is to always massage your mind that there is a mandate. Minister to your heart so that you keep the hope of God. Encourage your expectations that our God is able, and challenge our character that we always do it filtered through integrity, constantly reminding us that there's a process to produce and perfect our purpose. And all along the way, we must develop habits of hope. How's that? Let's go get some habits of hope this morning. See, every seed has a process before it becomes a fruit. And our apples, they're seeds. And the oranges, they're seeds. There's in a tree. You cut it open. There's seeds. Any harvest of grain, corn, there's seeds. And the completed project, even for graduation, the seeds of class after class, course after course. Keep hope alive with focused faith, but the key is a firm follow-through. In John 12, that 12th book of John, in verses 24 and 25, and y'all, it's in the red. That means Jesus said it, and that settles it. In John 12, 24 through 25, it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." Say much fruit. Prophesied in the heavens this morning. Much fruit. "He that loveth his life shall lose it. He that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal." See, there's always a process before there's a completion. Everyone, each of us, must count the cost before we begin. That we're standing at our alpha, we should ask God with spiritual eyes, show me that omega. That he never shows us the in-betweens, because many of us would decide not to start. But we get it in our mind. This is going to cost us something. We must learn to strategize, then trust God, but utmost, then we must begin. See, for years when I first began ministering, and after completing seminary at Oral Roberts University, I did a workshop called "It Costs to Be the Boss. Are You Willing to Go by Calvary?" It costs to be the boss. Everybody wants to be the boss. Yeah, we're in business for ourselves, but we're not in business by ourselves. But each and every one of us is the CEO of our business. Are we willing in our push for president? And our push for royal platinum? Are we willing to go by Calvary? Now, that following passage is about Christ teaching about discipleship, root word being discipline. That's not a cuss word. To be focused, to work, that other four-letter word that's not a cuss word. And in Luke 14, in that 14th book of Luke, with the doctor, in verses 25 through 33, it's in the red. It talks specifically about the cost of discipleship. And in verse 28, it says, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth down first, not sitteth down first and count the cost, whether he has sufficient enough to finish it?" In verse 34, "Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned?" In other words, plan your work, then work your plan. Oh, corporate America taught me this well years ago. Plan your work, then work your plan. See, hope tells us that our plans will work when we work them. Let me say that again. Hope tells us, spiritual impartation of godly hope tells us our plans will work, but it's when we work them. Hope gets us motivated and excited about the journey, but the faith of God carries us through when it's firmly seasoned with follow-through. See, we know from world history that when any exploration team landed on new shores, literally they first unloaded all the food, all the rations, all the supplies, then they burned up their ships so that there could be absolutely no turning back. A mindset of no matter what, we will go on and conquer this new territory. No matter what, I'm going to push for this president. I'm going to push for this platinum. In other words, while in the process, keep hope alive with focused faith and a firm follow-through. We have great biblical examples of the process encountering great pressure, but a decision, say a decision to keep going, a mindset, a made up mind, make a decision, no matter what pressures you face, to keep going with a heart full of hope. Hold on to God and his promises. In Hebrews 6, Paul wrote in that sixth chapter of Hebrew in verses 10 through 12, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shown toward his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister," verse 11. "And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence," being disciplined, "the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end." And verse 12, "That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises." Remember, if you and I have a made-up mind, we're developing a filter of faith, which is it doesn't allow negative or doubt or unproductive thoughts and behavior. Hope is knitting faith and love together, and it'll drive out the darkness and help keep us in God's marvelous light. Keep hope alive with a made-up mind. See, even when it means you may walk alone for a season, keep hope alive with a made-up mind, even when it means, you know, your holy haters seem to be all around you. Keep hope alive with a made-up mind, even when it means family and loved ones turn against you. Oh, yeah, this morning, keep hope alive with a made-up mind, even when it means as an minister in the marketplace, you may often face rejection and disappointment. And in this season, in artists, keep hope alive with a made-up mind, even when others may leave artists, bless them and let them go. Because each of us have our reasons, and only God knows the length of our seasons. Bless them and just let it go. In our conversation and actions, let it go. Keep hope alive with a made-up mind, that no matter what, with focused faith and a firm follow-through, you're sold out to the Savior, and you will not quit. You will not give up, and you will not give out. Keep hope alive, because God promises, do not lie or die. And our perseverance, our attitude, it is determining our altitude. We're eagles on this line. And we'll keep hope alive with a made-up mind, knowing your heart that you have the mind of Christ. And just put on your spiritual safety belt and walk it out, being spiritually led, not carnally led. And again, with a heart full of hope. Exodus chapters 4 through 36, the story of Moses. We know all he went through and had to walk it through. He had to walk it out in Exodus 4 when he had to come against his own fears and face Pharaohs. He had to walk it out facing resistance from his own folks, the church folks. And he went through it with going through the plagues and the heart of Pharaoh in Exodus 7 through 11. He still had to walk it out. We talk about a process we all go through. See, Moses' process, he had to walk it out facing the journey from Egypt and the murmuring and the complaining from his own folks, a 3 million member church, help us, Holy Ghost, in Exodus 14 through 17. He had to continue to walk it out through judgment on the camp after coming down from Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments in Exodus 32. He still had to keep walking it out. You and I have to keep our faith firm and a follow through. In Exodus chapter 37 through 50 with the story of, Genesis chapter 37 through 50 with the story of Joseph, one of my favorite characters, and all the things he went through from the pit to the palace with Potiphar's wife, but holy hating, wanted to have him something she couldn't have, landed him in the prison, and from the prison, God elevated him to prime minister, and he helped deliver his people, but it was a journey. It was a process. He had to keep hope alive with every setback that was a setup for his godly purpose. We have all through in Hebrews 11, that hall of faith, the patriarchs and the matriarchs who endured the process, the Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joshua, Rahab, Samson, Samuel. We all have a journey. Oh, we roll over to 2 Corinthians 11 when Paul talks about his process of apostleship when he went through the shipwrecks, the beaten with rods, the left for dead all night. And you want to look at someone sideways when they don't speak, thinking you're going through something. Please, I don't think anyone on this line has endured anything close to what many of our matriarchs, our patriarchs, our grandmothers, our great-grandfathers went through, and we still have to walk it out. And Jesus Christ, our ultimate example. This morning, keep hope alive with a focused faith and a firm follow-through. See, while you're in your process, you have to keep going and let it perfect you, not poison you. Don't let people pull you out of position. But when you have a focused faith, you will be firm in your follow-through. When people put things on your plate that don't line up with your purpose, that's not part of my diet. It may be a good idea, but it's not the God idea. Let it make you better, but not bitter. In Psalms 138, I quote this over myself every day, in verses 7, especially that 8th verse, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Here's the key, verse 8. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. God, let's say, point to your own self. Daddy God, you working it out. You're going to perfect those things which concern me. Remember, practice does not make perfect. It's perfect practice that makes perfect. If you're practicing something wrong, you'll just be efficient in your error. See, many of us have been sincere, but we've been sincerely wrong, but still off as we want to be. So in Romans 15, as I wrap this up in that 13th verse in Romans 15, when Paul wrote to the church in Rome, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. See, we have biblical examples of people, in spite of the great challenges facing them, they chose to let the God of hope fill their heart. These patriarchs and these matriarchs, with joy and peace, they went through their respective journeys. Choose successful people to mentor you, close up or even from afar off, which is just good old discipleship. learn what they're doing, and then just do it. See, remember, Moses mentored Joshua. Elijah mentored Elisha. Paul mentored Timothy. And Jesus mentored our 12 disciples. And look at the great fruit that came from these seeds of mentoring, which we're still partaking of today. See, true mentoring, it'll allow others to see your strengths as well as your weaknesses. All today, keep hope alive with focused faith and a firm follow-through. So in review, it's always a process before there's a completion. First, the process will always encounter great pressure, but a decision to keep going, a mindset, a made-up mind, make a decision, no matter what pressures you face, to keep going. Hold on to God and his promises and keep your heart full of hope for the journey. Secondly, know in your heart that you have the mind of Christ and you put on your spiritual safety belt and walk it out with tears streaming down your face. Keep walking. With folks not understanding, keep walking. Be spiritually led and not fleshly, carnally led. And lastly, thirdly, let the process perfect you, not poison you, not people pulling you out of position. Let it make you better, not bitter. Keep hope alive with focused faith and a firm follow-through. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Kai.
My God, my God, my God, what an amazing word. And we're going to go before the Father in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for Dr. Vanessa and that word that you have brought forth through her. Keep hope alive with focused faith and a firm follow-through, Father. We just thank you that we know that our steps are ordered by God. We ask you right now in your son's name to just continue to pour into Dr. Vanessa as she so freely pours out into all that she is connected to. Lord, we bless your name for her. We thank you and we praise you for her diligence, for her love, for her kindness. Lord, we ask that you continue to just minister to Uncle Frank as he continues to wake up and revive more and more each day. Touch Mother Josie as she continues to walk this process out with dealing with her brother's situation. We thank you that you continue to love each and every one of us. We thank you that you continue to comfort the London family as our brother London's mother went home to be with you, O God. So we ask that every thought, every heart, every mind attached to this line, you know what each need is. You know the desire of each heart, Father, before we even speak it. So right now in the name of Jesus, we call it done. We know that sickness and disease and leukemia and prostate cancer, they are all names, O Heavenly Father, that must bow down to the name of Jesus, because your word says, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess the Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for every prayer request on this line. We know that you are going to continue to cover us, keep us, and love us as we keep hope alive with a focused faith and a firm follow-through, Father, in your word, in your will for our lives. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray. We cover it with the blood of Jesus. Amen and amen. Again, family, immediately following this call is the MMC call, 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598#. Also coming up in November is the Artist Empowerment Conference in the Bahamas, and you can go to artistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com. Here is where I tell you to go out and be marvelous ministers in the marketplace. And Dr. Vanessa, will you please come back and give us our benediction?
Amen. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you this wonderful Tuesday. We're thankful. We know we're walking in triumph, and we're going to pass our trials in you. I thank you that hope is stirred up in our heart and that we have the eyes and of Christ to see, walking by faith, not by sight. Thank you, Lord, that you're keeping us, that you're protecting us, and you're providing for us as we leave this call, but absolutely never leaving your presence. So we go out this day as your ministers in the marketplace with that mandate on our lives to keep hope alive, to keep hope alive in our conversation, in our action. Let the faith of God rise up, and we will be good stewards of what you give us to follow through to our victorious end. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an awesome day in Him. Bye-bye.